Akashic Records. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. The term, Akashic Records, is widely known within all kinds of spiritual circles, and it has become a lot more popular since the arrival of all the New Age movements. Although each spiritual leader, wise man or woman, shaman, or whatever you want to call them, has their own personal concept, an interpretation of what the Akashic Records are, they all have a basic concept in common, and it is in the deep details where the differences to what they mean arise. Now, here in this video, I will be sharing my personal interpretation of what the Akashic Records mean, how I connect that concept to what I know that may be related to them, from my own sources, how I learned them, and which do not use the same name, as it looks like that name is entirely human. In my case, there is no exact equivalent, because in my culture what may be related to something like the Akashic Records is part of much larger and much more expanded ideas and concepts. On Earth, the basic concept found on the web states this, and I quote, "Akashic record, in occultism, is a compendium of pictorial records, or memories, of all events, actions, thoughts, and feelings that have occurred since the beginning of time." End quote. So this next is my interpretation of what they are, and what I am going to say may coincide with what other people state, and not. I do loosely agree with the generally accepted definition of what the Akashic Records are, but I would not use that name for my concepts. The human mind as it is on Earth is heavily dependent on the physical brain, as the mind is forced to think in materialistic terms, where the only things that can exist are what can be physically proven, in a scientific way, even. The brain is a filter, so the soul can experience living in a realm that is characterized by limitation, so it cannot process anything that is outside the range perception of its five or six senses, and the brain's ability to process the information that those senses are giving it, therefore the mind ends up thinking that the material world is all there is. Some of the most important qualities of living in a material or materialistic realm, such as the one on Earth, are the concepts that state that everything must have a beginning and therefore an ending. Higher concepts such as eternity, the idea that something has always existed and will always exist, as well as the concepts of infinite, no space, no distances, and timelessness, are hard to grasp for most, and even impossible for others. The physical brain is only an antenna, a translator to bring the perceptions of the soul into the world of the living, and limit them to its rules. But we are not the body, we are infinite timeless souls having a temporary limited experience. All souls come from higher realms, where other rules exist, and most of the ones from the material world do not apply there. They come from a space where there is no time as such, or at least it is non-linear, depending on the soul's vibration. A soul is not in the body, it is only working through it from the perspective of the material realms. The soul comes from those places high above where time is not linear, and this means that the concepts of when, of what came before what else, dissolve and do not apply there. All the thoughts, concepts, and ideas that have ever existed will always exist in those higher realms, they are always there. The notion that an idea comes from the past, present, or future can only be interpreted that way from the point of view of the world of the living, the material world, and it does not apply from the point of view of higher realms, where there is no past, present, or future. The immense library, or databank where all the thoughts that ever existed and will ever exist, and which reside in higher existential realms with very elevated vibrations, is what I interpret to be the Akashic Records. Although ultimately existence as such, and from the highest possible point of consciousness and awareness, of Source itself, has no levels as Source is one impossible to fathom unity, we can still observe existential realms, and their levels of consciousness, if we define them from our limited points of view. An example of this would be the collective unconscious, which is the pool of common data that all the souls who have a common frequency and vibration share, and which could also be said to be a level of the Akashic records. Ultimately, there is one existential density per each individual sentient soul, because every one of them perceives and interprets reality in a different way, yet we can extend such an existential density or realm to what a group of like-minded souls agree with. These are the perception agreements which lock a group of souls into having a common experience, which we call an existential realm, a common experience, yes, yet never the exact same one. It is this group of like-minded souls who agree with each other in how to interpret reality, and the meaning they will give to it which creates a collective unconscious, which is the group of concepts, agreements, and ideas which match their frequency and vibration. So, there would be a level of Akashic records, for each level of the collective unconscious, for each existential realm. And each existential realm is only the range of perception and awareness a soul or a group of souls have, and which is the reflection of who they are, of all their individual and collective thoughts and ideas, which come back to them in their perception as if it were the external world they are living in, when in reality it is nothing more than a mirror of themselves, both individually and collectively. The concept of telepathic fields, as described in my video with the same name, is another interpretation of this I am describing here, where all the members of a group of like-minded people will share concepts with one another all the time, with a group mind, which is also interpreted by each individual as his or her own thoughts. Without this group mind, where we share agreements of perception and of how we interpret reality, we wouldn't be able to communicate, you would not be able to understand my words, and I wouldn't be able to understand yours either, as there must be a common ground where we can start to share the knowledge both sides have. All what I have said up to here means that we are always accessing the Akashic records because our thoughts and emotions are not in the physical body, although it reacts to them, as they are in higher existential realms, and only come into the body through the brain antenna and filter. It is through those higher realms where the Akashic records information is shared in a highly telepathic way, as all telepathy occurs and works through there as well, being part of the same. Everything in this universe, and all its existential levels and realms, works through frequency and vibration. They are everything. There is no matter as such, as it is only another illusion of the mind, however compelling such an illusion may be. All the vibrational and frequency patterns which are also ideas, exist at all levels and existential realms and their densities, yet not all sentient souls can access all that information, as it is a question of vibrationally coinciding with the desired information. All the information is always there, ready to be accessed, and ready to be used, yet it being seen and accessed, depends on the awareness level of each sentient soul, which is the one who must interpret the data and give it meaning, and it can only do so, depending on what that specific soul previously understands. In other words, you must be vibrationally compatible with the piece of information you seek, because you can only see and you can only be aware of the levels of information within the Akashic records with which you are a vibratory match. I will make a second part for this video, where I will explain this more in depth, and how to access the Akashic records. This will be all for today. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Swaru.